Hey everybody, Gressel here. Thanks so much for listening to episode 169 of D&D&D. Coming to you off the top here to try to minimize interruptions for this shorter episodes. A little bit shorter this week to try to maintain our schedule as we get into the summer. Speaking of scheduling, next week we will have the next chapter of the Tim story. And then we will get back into regular episodes on May 31st. So next week, the 24th, will be Tim. And then we'll be back with the team on May 31st. Getting into June, we're going to celebrate the 5th anniversary with some fun things that we will announce when we get closer to it. And we will, you know, continue with the story as we get into the meat of Season 5 here. Thank you so much for listening. Follow us on social media at D&D&D Pod on Twitter and D&D&D Pod on Instagram. Check our Patreon, patreon.com/dndpod. There are some recipe cards that are posted today if you're a patron and you subscribe at that level. For some older recipes, the Season 3 watermelon salad, nice recipe for summer, and the Season 1 taco bar, which is also a fun little party time thing to put together if you're having a Memorial Day celebration next week or you know, a weekend taco night or a Tuesday taco night. You can check out that recipe for a simple little taco bar back from Season 1. Thanks to Beth for putting those recipe cards together, designing them. And Beth will be at Fanime Con in San Jose Memorial Day weekend. That's the 26th, 27th, and 28th of May. And then Acon in Texas June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. James and Chelsea will be at Monsterpalooza June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Pasadena, and I will continue to be right here on the internet in your Spotify app or podcast app of choice, and so far, nowhere else. We're going to get back into the episode now. When last we left everybody off, they were escaping Cedric's secret laboratory lair high in the mountains and had stumbled across some experimentation as Cedric was trying to graft halfling and dragons together to try to get the blood that he needs from, it turns out, Mardrin. The team is trying to escape now, and they have stumbled across a hangar where the dragon rages. Will they make it out? Let's find out right now on D&D&D. Thanks, everybody. Do what's fun. Okay, Fletch, the scene is as I described it. There are, you know, crates and things in this hangar or, you know, garage opening entranceway to this facility. There are multiple ways in and out of it, including the one that you just came out of. There is a second floor with a walkway that surrounds the edges of this large room. There's the big opening opposite you guys where that leads out into the snow. There is wind blowing in with the snow drifting. This dragon roaring and flailing about. Dwarves, many, many dwarves trying to corral it. A group of three have noticed you guys and have squared off in front of you to try to get between you and the dragon, although they're very confused as to what the real threat is. You can see opposite you, there are several of these vehicles that are so far undamaged, and there is also various obstacles and things in the way in this large, large room. What do you do?
I turn to Zabbis. Zabbis, I'm going to clear us a path to get to one of those unpersoned vehicles, and you're going to drive it.
Fuck yeah. Proficient in vehicles, it's my time, yeah. Baby.
How many people can fit in those?
They're pretty good size. They're like a snow cat.
I was imagining a snow cat. I'm glad. Oh, that's going to be fun.
Okay. All right, so is there any enemies in front of me? There are three in front of us.
Yes, three currently that are squared off towards you. The other many seem to be preoccupied with the dragon.
Great.
That is not a, it's not a gargantuan ancient dragon, but it is a pretty good size dragon. I mean, it's big. It's easily as tall as this two-level big garage, you know, and its wings aren't quite, you know, it doesn't have its wings out to their full size.
Right.
But it is, it's significant, and it's swinging around these chains. There's a lot going on.
Okay, Zornor, I need you to go and talk to your mom and tell her that we're friends and to not melt us with acid while I secure us a way out.
I will attempt this, my friend.
Thank
and he
you.
Kind of hobbles away, and you know, in that, you know, splat click, splat click.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, can I yell? No, you know, no, I'm not going to do that. I've already done too much. I'm going to just charge at the three guys and just throw my body at them to try to knock them over.
The cars are past the guys?
Yes.
Yeah. They're little guys. I can...
To you? Bowl them over?
Yeah, I'm going to bowl them over. I'm playing Red Rover.
Yeah, roll an unarmed strike and see if you can just kind of like push through these guys.
24.
Yes, you do. You split between two of them, knocking them off to the side as you do. They keep their feet, but you have made it significantly past them now, where you are much closer to the snow cats than you are to your companions.
Great.
And you are now behind that other group of bad guys that are attacking them. Mm-hmm. Marjorie, what do you do? You have all of your things now. All of you have all of your things. Except for Flack. Well, I guess Flagetti has all of Flack's things.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I have committed to protecting Dormac.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put my move off until he moves. I can do that, right?
Delay
I can
turn.
delay my turn.
Wait. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Flagetti. There are three off-balance... dwarven guards not far in front of you, about, you know, 10-ish feet in front of you. 60 feet in front of you, dashed away, is Fletch. And then another, you know, 45-ish feet beyond that are the snow cats. To the left of you is the dragon thrashing around, dealing with all of these, all the other dwarven guards who are attacking it. Above you is this, second level catwalk. And there are many other ways to leave this room, should you so choose. And the big opening out into the snow beyond the dragon.
The most immediate threats are the dwarves?
Currently.
I'm going to cast Moonbeam on one of the dwarves.
Okay.
That's just one of them, right?
When a creature enters the spell's area for the first time
or starts
its turn there. All right, so we will do that damage when it starts its turn there.
Can I move?
You can move, yeah.
I will move to join Fletch.
Okay. You dash over there. It is now their turn, so they start their turn there.
One of them does.
One of them does, so we'll go ahead and roll, make a constitution saving throw. I will do that.
Whoops.
It fails.
Oh, okay.
Roll your damage.
Ah, fuck.
Mm.
Five.
Only five? Wow, bad.
2d10, yeah, one and a four, yep.
There.
But it causes searing pain.
It does cause searing pain.
Any chance one of those wasn't actually a dwarf, but was a shapeshifter?
That'd be a twist. That'd be needlessly complicated storytelling.
Torge is back.
It was Toge the whole time.
It was Toge the whole time.
And then the other two are going to gain their feet and come after. Who is left there? Marjorie and Zabbis. Zabbis, the attack misses. You dodge out of the way. Marjorie, it hits you with its... pole axe, you're going to take 8 damage.
Ow, but also...
Yes.
When an attacker that you can see hits you with an attack, you can use your reaction to half the reaction damage against you. Uncanny dodge.
You can do that.
That's what it says.
Yes, you can do that.
Oh, great. I half the damage against me with a cool twist.
Okay, and it grazes you and you take but 4 damage.
Aha!
Okay. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the room, the fight against the dragon rages on. Everybody make a dexterity saving throw.
Wow, my rolls are stinky.
4.
11.
14.
Oh, it just rolled into a 6. Fuck.
14, 11, 4, and 6?
Yes.
We're sorry.
You're all going to take... I'm going to roll this and give you guys a chance at a bad roll.
What are you doing over there?
Yeah, what?
Dragons are powerful monsters that are gonna do... Oh, good. There are some bad rolls in here. 46 damage.
Whoa.
Oh, guys, I'm almost dead.
Oh, my God.
I'm 2 hit points away from being dead.
Oh.
Eat 46? Your noodles. You can't eat your noodles.
I can't eat my noodles.
46 damage.
I only have 15.
Gressel.
And you are splashed with acid, all of you. Several of the dwarven guards are completely consumed by acid, such that only their dwarven skeletons remain.
Oh.
Zornor, what gives?
Zornalia, stop.
I'm trying to reason with her, but she is in a rage, my friends.
Oh, no.
Another one of the snow cats is destroyed. There are 4 intact vehicles remaining. It is Zabbis's turn.
Okay. I remember I have the hurt and heal gloves, and yes. I haven't used them in forever, and I don't remember how much I can heal for.
I don't think it's a ton.
Anybody got like a fucking cucumber in their pocket? Russell said that if we eat food in our dinner in Dungeons and Dragons game, it also heals us. It was like the beginning of season 4 that we discussed this new mechanic, and then none of us brought lunches.
It is a D4.
Cool. Does that count as my turn?
I'll say that that's a bonus action.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Since it's such a little effect.
Yeah, let me roll. Sick. I healed myself for 1 point, everyone.
Great.
Yay!
I guess I'm going to make a run for one of the snow cats.
Okay, you dash, which gives you double your speed. You catch up with Flack and Fletch. Flagetti and Fletch. As you run past the dwarves, one of them has enough wherewithal to try to slash at you, but misses.
That's good.
Yes, and you join up with your friends. You are much closer now, 45 feet away from the snow cats.
Mm-hmm.
There are 4 remaining. It is Fletch's turn now. Fletch, there are some guards between you and the snowcats. They are torn between whether you are more of a threat or the dragon is more of a threat, or if they want to just fucking run away. It's just panic everywhere. The scent in this room is horrific.
Mm-hmm.
Between the melted dwarves and acid spewed elsewhere. Yes, the wind is whipping in, bringing in the snow. And yes, you're about 45 feet away from the snowcats. But between you is a group of guards.
One moment, though. I was waiting for...
He will have acted... last. So I'll say that he's just last. Dormac, also now severely burned by the acid. Not dead, but also very, very hurt, as all of you were. But he managed to kind of hide behind some stuff and isn't as burned as you. He says that cliffside, that's where we believe the door to be. If we can get there, then maybe you can open it in, but we need to get past this very, very upset dragon.
We gotta get to the vehicles. Zabbis is proficient. And I grab his arm. And we make a dash.
Okay, you are all caught up.
Do we have to do a beeline like straight past these guys, or can we go the sneak like a sneaky secret route?
Yeah, you can go a different way.
All right, so he's around stuff. I imagine that the edge of this space is a little more hidden-y.
Right. So you're back against the like back wall, so you're not grouped with Flack and Fletch and Zabbis. You guys are off a little bit further away. You're like 60 feet away from the cats.
Oh. Okay, I think, yeah, we'll
on this turn,
rogue it and run as far as we can and hide.
Okay, roll stealth. I'll roll for him. Oh, this isn't bad.
Yeah, 16.
He also rolled a 16.
Look at that.
Okay, you're hiding behind some, a crate, you know, of something.
Sounds naked. We both get crates on our heads and fucking go.
It is Fletch's turn. Fletch. You, Zabbis, and Flagetti are now 45 feet from the bank of 4 unharmed snowcats.
Are we still running, or have we stopped?
You can still be running.
I want to still be running.
Sure.
So I'm running, and I, as we get close up to the guards, I just yell, "If you want to live, you better run away."
2 of them do. 1 of them doesn't.
You're a fool. And then I just barrel through them. just with my bow staff out, I just clothesline him.
Okay, roll roll an attack roll for your staff.
Be more of a lariat.
The fuck did you just say?
It'd be a cross check, is what it would be.
Did you say a Larianov?
A lariat. A clothesline is when you hold your hand out and someone runs into it. A lariat is when you have your hand out and you run into them.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Dictionary. I didn't know that.
Wow.
12.
12. Wow. Misses.
So the, I didn't do it.
The
just so everyone knows, never try to impart any knowledge or wisdom onto Michael. He's happy. He's happy knowing what he knows, even if it's wrong.
Yep.
It's good.
I'm an idiot. So don't tell me anything new, so I can stay an idiot. Fucking quadrilateral, whatever you said.
Lariat.
Quadrilariat. Lariat.
A quadrilariat. Quadrilariat could do
awesome,
that.
Man.
What do you guys with? A lariat, you run into.
You run.
Oh, okay.
But it's often called the clothesline.
Oh.
The dwarf ducks your fucking cross red check. And
nice duck.
Smacks you in the back.
Smacks me in the back?
Yeah, as you pass by, he like ducks and hits you.
Opportunity of attack.
With his his halberd, and you get damaged for 11. And you're knocked off balance and you tumble.
How about I use my flight of my light of on feet my feet?
What?
My
deep breath, Sagan.
Trying to find it. Step of the Wind. You can spend one key point to dash to disengage or dash action as a bonus action. Oh,
that's not gonna help a
bonus
here
action.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would have helped you last time because then you would have been able to do something after you dash.
I get wrecked.
Yeah, I'm just, everybody's shitting on me, so I'll just say nice hit out, and then I'll regain my balance with my bow staff.
Yeah,
that
you
I
do
just
have another
missed
attack. Yes.
Yeah. So I want to gain my. You know what? How about this? He hits me in the back, and I slam down my bow staff, and I use it to just like do a spin kick.
Oh,
like
okay.
Fun. Like
okay. Yeah.
Oh,
you
cool
plant it and
yeah,
then whip back
then
around.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Roll your attack with advantage.
Thank you.
Why? Because it's cool.
Because it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet he thought he really did it too. So he's just like, hey, smarmy, not expecting a kick to the head.
Yeah, 24.
24 will hit, yes. Roll your damage.
Great. 8.
Okay.
It seems so low.
You know what? Add a D8 D100? Of lightning damage.
Oh, okay.
A D100.
Oh, my God. Yeah, D8. Shoot your shot, Mike.
I tried.
It is the bow staff. It should be doing lightning damage as well.
Well, add 2 lightning damage to that.
Okay, so
10. Got him good.
Still pretty good. You knock this one off balance. Martrin, it is your turn. You and Dormak are off to the side. You see this happen over the edge of the crate. You see Fletch bonk this guy. Just beyond them are the snow cats. There are 4 currently still that look like they're in operation. Dormak turns to you and he says, "We need one of the gems to make those work. It was technology that the prince got from that elf visor."
Ganathan. Okay. And I reach into my pockets and I pull out. I still have more than one gem from Cedric's stupid Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh God, you do? Yeah.
Yep.
Are those the ones that had different little, like, effects?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got one. And I think I have 4. Give me a second to find them.
Your notebook has a banampersand on it.
It absolutely does.
First name.
I've got a note in here that says, smell veggie fart.
I have the emerald, sapphire, and amethyst.
The prince's weapon gems.
Yep. Will they work?
Those will definitely work.
Great. I put them back in my pocket, and we dash again towards one of the closest of the 4 cars.
You get there on your dash, the 2 of you, and you climb up onto it. On this turn, you have enough time to place one of the gems.
In honor of the acid dragon, I'm going to use the green emerald.
Into the firebox, and it shudders to life. And you guys, Fletch and Flagetti and Zavis, beyond you, you can see that one of these cats is kind of, you know, turned on. It is.
And can I turn and wave to be like, yeah, come
yeah,
on.
Right. And they're standing up. Dormek and Margin are standing up by the firebox in the back of it. It is Flagetti's turn. Flagetti, there are these guards, or at least one of them, and then many others.
Fuck them guards. How close am I to all my friends?
Very close. You're within steps.
Then I am going to cast Prayer of Healing at a third level, and I will choose six creatures of my choice, which are my friends. All four of them? Five?
You can't get Margin and Dormek.
Can I move to a place where I can?
Yes.
Okay.
It has a 30-foot range. You were 45 feet away from this. You could split the difference and get
exactly.
Everybody. Yep.
So Dormek, Margarine, Fletch, Zabbis, and I guess Zoran? Is he?
He's off.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't.
Well, then
hurt.
My four friends.
Other than, you know, the agony of existence.
Yeah. I can't heal them. So I'm going to heal them all.
Okay.
Let's see.
Roll your healing.
Everyone get 21 hit points back.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's what I do. Except for myself, I still have 2 hit points. Thanks for using those gloves on me, Zabbis. That's all right.
It is now the dwarf.
Oh, I'm sorry, you want that 1 hit point?
Maybe, because if I get hit for 2, that would make the difference.
It is the bad guy's turn. Fletch, the guard that you swung around and kicked, rights his helm and turns back to you, and he spins his halberd in his hands, and he squares off against you, and he's kind of poking at you, and you guys are kind of squared off, and then he's going to rear back and take a big swing. He misses. You easily dodge out of the way. It's like way too exaggerated, and you're too fleet of foot.
Yeah.
A couple other guards are going to show up and climb up onto the snowcat, Margarine, and they are going to attempt to attack you and Dormek. Miss on Dormek. Margarine, 16?
No.
Miss on Margarine.
Yeah.
You guys are too shifty, and they haven't quite found their footing on top of the, now the tracks, the treads of the snowcat are starting to kind of turn. And they're standing on them, and it's like in Last Crusade, the tank chase. The dragon, once again, is out of acid. You don't have to worry about another huge spray of acid. But it's flailing around, and its chains scrape across the roof of this garage and dislodge some of the stones. Everybody make dexterity saving throws.
Oh, no.
24.
8.
19.
9.
It might be okay.
It might be.
Bad rolls. That's 6. 6 damage as rocks tumble from the ground and hit, or from the ceiling and hit Zabbis. And Flagetti, knocking Flagetti unconscious.
I can't use Step of the Wind and like, well, no, you're too far away from me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Flagetti's out.
Bonk.
What the?
Shit, what do we do?
Oh, Spaghetti Clown.
It's been a bit, but the way that this works is now Flagetti is unconscious, not dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You are now going to be rolling death saves, which is a straight up and down B to 10. If you do 3 yeses in a row, you're back up to 1. If you do 3 noes, you're dead.
But anyone can stabilize
anyone
them.
Anyone could stabilize them with a medicine check, or you could use some sort of healing to heal them. And now, it's Zabbis' turn.
Well, can I stabilize?
Yeah.
I'm like right by him.
You are. You could roll a medicine check. You could use some sort of healing item. You have potions.
You have potions.
Do I have potions?
Yeah. You guys have potions.
Got the strongest potions.
You got that. You got that bag of everything.
Okay. I'll use. Can I use a healing?
Sure. Roll a d8. Add 2 to it because that'll be Flagetti's constitution modifier.
I rolled a 6.
All right. 8. You are back up to 8, Flagetti, and awake.
Thank you, Zabbis.
He just dumps a potion on top of your gross face.
Yeah.
How do I?
He absorbs it through the eye.
How do I? You.
There we go.
Okay. Fletch.
Mm-hmm.
It's you. You've got this guard. You and him.
God, you suck. I'll smack him with a quarter, my quarterstaff.
Okay.
A bow staff. Nat one.
That, okay. You overextend, you swing around, and you bonk Zappas in the back of the head.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Roll damage.
Oh. Oh, no. 4, 8.
Roll your D8 lightning damage.
Oh, no. 1. So
okay, so 9. You're hurt for 9, Zabbis, and then you get another attack.
Sorry, Zabbis. I'm gonna heal Flagetti.
Thanks.
With a third level cure wounds. 23.
Wow.
Damn.
Wowza. That's good cooking.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Margarine, you're up on this cat. You've got
I'm
some guards.
I'm just screaming. I'm just fucking screaming at like, get over here.
Okay.
You guys, we're moving.
It is starting to creep forward.
I don't know how to drive. And I get both my knives out.
Yep.
And the audience cheers. I attack.
Okay.
Russell, is there any reality where I can sneak attack on these fucks?
Yeah, I'll give you advantage because they're unsteady.
Great. Fuck them. It's been so long.
They're like, on the treads.
All right, the one that's closest to me that took a swing at my boy.
Yep.
I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. And please be patient with me as I figure out how to fucking play D&D. The 17 hit.
It does.
Great. Damage.
Well, you might roll your other hand while you're rolling.
25.
Also hits.
Okie dokie.
So roll damage twice. And then roll 2, either radiant or poison.
Okay, damage twice. This is 5 plus 7. So that's 12. Plus 2d8. Poison. Nice. 12 plus 14.
26.
26, but also the sneak attack.
Okay, go ahead and roll your sneak attack.
Yeah, 20.
So 46 damage. That's so much for not doing a lot of damage.
If I can sneak attack, it works out.
You kill him. You just ping, ping, ping.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to use my extra attack.
Okay.
Because I'm a level fucking 5 fighter.
Yep.
And just swing my knife one more time.
Okay.
Poison style. 26 to hit.
Yep.
On the next guy. 10 regular damage, nope. With 1d8 poison damage, 2 poison damage, so 12 damage altogether.
All right, this one's looking pretty rough. The other one, the body falls on the grate and falls down, or falls on the tread, falls down, and then there's like a squish and a crunch, and then there's blood on the tread as it's slowly creeping towards Zabbis and everybody else.
Oh, we're going backwards?
No, you're going towards. You're going out. You're pulling out from the... You were, like, up against the wall. It's pulling out, and you're going towards everybody else.
Oh, so I'm getting closer to them.
You're getting closer to them.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
Yes, yes, yes. Flack, Flagetti.
Can I get on the cat?
You can.
I do.
Okay. There's a guy up there.
Oh, I stab him with my fork.
Okay.
8 to hit.
8 misses. The guy... Yeah, the tread's moving, and you stab, but the tread, like, pulls him back just far enough that the stab is just out of reach. And then it is their turn. So that one's going to step forward and try to attack Flagetti now. And hit. You're going to Flagetti take 4. Which would have been more dire a moment ago.
It would have been.
Yeah.
The reverse kind of happens and he grazes you. He doesn't hit you too bad. The dragon is going to flail about. The dragon roars. Everybody make a wisdom saving throw.
10.
Ooh, dirty 20.
7.
17.
Fletch and Zabbis, you are terrified.
But I can speak Draconic. I just What is he? How is he gonna scare me?
The presence is just so frightful that you are frightened for 1 minute of it.
And what about the guards?
The guards are also
the cat.
Oh, that the one that is up there. He's also scared of it, cowering in fear. You cannot willingly move towards this dragon right now. For 1 minute, Zabbis and Fletch.
Okay.
It's Zabbis' turn now.
Well, is moving towards the cat towards the dragon?
It is not.
Okay, yeah, then I run towards the cat.
Okay, you climb up on it. There's a guy.
Okay.
He's cowering in fear.
He's cowering in fear.
We'll just cast Eldritch Blast on him.
Good choice. Advantage. He is cowering in fear. So hit that two hit twice and see what happens.
14 and I rolled a 1. Or no, wait, that was a 7. It looked like a 1. 17.
Yeah, both of those would hit. Go ahead and roll your damage.
8.
Got him. Blast him up. You blast him clear off the cat.
Yeah.
There's a Wilhelm
scream. Wilhelm scream, yeah.
Zabbis, you are up on the cat now. You have blasted off this guard. You are now in the cockpit, the cab of in front of the controls of this thing.
Sick.
You're proficient. You look around. You look down. You know, all right, this is how we drive it. Here we go. Roll. And you also are terrified of this dragon and want to get the fuck out of here. So go ahead and roll a wisdom roll. And you can add your proficiency bonus. So wisdom plus 5.
13.
13 is enough to get it going.
Yay.
For sure. You slam on the controls and you start to speed away from the dragon. The dragon, blinded by its rage of being held in captivity, sees something running away and starts to pursue it and fires off another acid breath. Everybody make a dexterity saving throw.
No, you're gonna kill us.
Well, everybody except for the one person who's not on our car.
Who's not on the car? Whoop.
Fletch.
I rolled an 11.
I rolled a 13.
17.
Did you say it was a dex?
Dex, yes. Let's roll with advantage because you guys are speeding away.
Thank God.
I just rolled a 7.
Yes, except for Fletch.
19.
I still have a 11.
13 is still my best.
Oh boy. Let's say it's a little bit lesser of a discharge because the dragon is starting to run out of acid. Can you suffer 20 damage?
Man, you are really giving us some breathing room here.
I have 2 hit points left.
But... I have 7 hit points left.
All right.
I'm fine.
You are hit for 20 damage as the acid sprays the back of the snow cat as you speed away. Fletch, it's rapidly retreating from you. What do you do?
Am I not scared anymore?
You're still scared for a little while. You're less scared than you were, but you're still scared.
Can I run towards the snow cat?
Yes, you can, because that's also running away from the dragon.
Yeah, great. I run as fast as I can.
You are trailing just kind of behind it.
Okay, and then I use my key, and that will give me the ability to do...
Not an actual key, but like a point.
No, step of the wind.
Okay.
I'm going to use one key point to take the dash action as a bonus action of my turn and jump, and your jump distance is doubled for the turn. So I just run, and then I...
Leap.
I hit the staff on the ground to try to like...
Pole
give
vault?
Me that, yeah, pole vault
nice.
As high as I can.
There is a clap of thunder.
Oh, cool.
And a zap of lightning in the ground where your staff makes contact with the ground.
I get a little distracted by that, so I'm just like, oh! And flying through the air.
You're flying through the air and you tumble onto the cat, joining your friends.
Oh. Yay!
Hey, I almost missed the boat. The snow cat.
I'm like almost, I'm just like hanging on the wheel.
And the cat speeds out of the garage, out into the snow. The dragon roars, spreads its wings, and gives chase.
And that's what I call a chain reaction.
D&D is a Moorpark Media podcast and a Spotify preferred partner. Written and edited by me, James Gressel. D&D is performed by James A. Janisse, Chelsea Rebecca, Beth Bradloff, and Mike Seigen.